Officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts are encouraged by signs that a dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases may have been tamped down. Springfield recorded 132 confirmed COVID-19 cases last week, down 34 from the week before. This halted a three-week sharp rise in cases that put the city in the red high risk for community spread category on the state health department's color-coded map. 1 week does not make a trend, but Mayor Dominic Sarno said he's optimistic the spread of the virus is being kept in check.
We want to keep this trend going so we can get out of the red zone, get back into the yellow, eventually back into the green, and then eventually get rid of this forsaken COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic.
The latest testing data revealed at Sarno's weekly update again showed younger people are now getting infected at high rates. 49% of the COVID-19 cases in Springfield last week were in people under age 30. As it has been for the last month, the new cases are concentrated in residential neighborhoods, not in congregate housing or on college campuses. 44% of the cases last week were in two zip codes. Working with the state health department to try to lower the infection rates in these neighborhoods, Springfield's Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris said the city plans to produce public service announcements and send out so-called COVID-19 ambassadors to do community outreach.
The only way we're going to get a handle on stopping community spread is if individuals are participating, helping us through changed behavior.
The city's contact tracing has identified several clusters of the virus occurring among people living in the same households.
And we have chosen not to give street addresses or more specific information because we know that there are still discriminatory practices that could potentially go on around COVID-19. So we give you just enough information from a data perspective to make good decisions. That's our goal. Make the good decisions.
Testing for COVID-19 at Bay State Medical Center has also identified family clusters, according to Dr. Sarah Hessler, an infectious disease expert at the hospital.
A lot of young people who acquire the disease either remain completely asymptomatic or have very mild symptoms, and it may not occur to them that they have COVID-19. It can then get passed to more vulnerable members of the family.
Because of the way the virus can spread on moisture droplets in the air, Dr. Hessler suggests people consider wearing face coverings and definitely practice social distancing, even when at home.
As we think about those who are traveling out into the community and potentially coming home and bringing it home, how can we try to alter our lives in ways that allow us to maintain a little more distance, a few more feet? I stand a few more feet away from him. I don't have to stand right next to him all the time. And this is the way that we can protect our families from each other.
Springfield did not record a new COVID-19 death last week. 132 city residents have died so far in the pandemic. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.